Blog Talk Radio.
Chill out. Chill out. Yo. Yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Mr. Yo. Hey. And Mr. Goodly. And Mr. Goodly. It's on. It's on. Yeah,
sounding like so.
I be representing, representing. I be representing, representing.
Loser, loser.
Yeah. You represent for bad women all around the world. The way you put it down in between the sheets is like no other girl. You done took it to a whole nother level of freakiness when you blow my mind. To the point where all the other women kind of feeling like you stole they shine. So I better come weed it, and I better come fleet it. And I admit that I'm feeling a little pressure when you telling me I better come get it. But I'm the man for the G.O. Can't nobody do it quite like I do. And the same go for you, we a match made in heaven. I'ma stand right by you. Why you saying?
Get on that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
Watch out, put it down.
Put it down like I only know you can do it. And I'ma hit every single one of your spots. There really ain't no need to walk me through it. But you can talk me through it. When I'm asking if it's mine, I'ma be your motivation. Just trying to see if you can break my f***ing spine. I'm so attracted to the way you carry yourself and keep your composure. You a lady in the street, but behind closed doors, you a f***ing soldier. A brother would never know. That's how you like it, huh? But that booty pack a mean punch and I'ma spike it, huh? Why you saying? You're incredible, edible, unforgettable body. You're so angelic, cool, a rebel with a cause. Speaking in hypotheticals, could I marry you if I wanted to? I'll take you how you come and just learn to live with your flaws. Even though it's not that many, you give me that good and plenty. Then I walk around all day grinning, my mind and body are gone. That JJ so sublime, throw it in the air, return to sunshine. You make me wanna call the crib and say I'm never coming home. Lula, why you saying?
Watch out, put it down. I'll be representing. I'll be representing.
Yo, yo, what's up? Thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Hello, what's up, everybody?
We got Miss Delicious.
What's going on tonight?
We got Mr. Goodness.
What it do, people?
And we got Mr. Pine.
What's good with you?
What's up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Tell All Radio. Like, every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Like, come on. Y'all need to get it together. Get with the program. Tonight, I'm super excited because we're going to have a fun show, interesting conversation, interesting topic. But before we jump into that, I got to get my shout out on. First and foremost, shout out to God because he's just amazing. I was just talking about the other day that I might not be perfect and I might not do what God wants me to do all the time, but I know that I can repent and come to him and he'll forgive me. So I'm good. But you can't keep doing the same thing over and over. And you're going to be like, nah, bitch, I just forgave you the other day. And you're doing the same thing. Like, so. Also, shout out to the six-man radio team. Definitely. We're about to hit 200,000 views. I'm super excited. Like, it's just this movement is becoming more and more exclusive. So y'all need to catch up. Get with the program. Also, shout out to you guys who listen, tune in every Wednesday. The ones who support us, who love us, who, you know, we got Sexy K fans, we got Miss Delicious fans, we definitely got Mr. Good
fans.
We got some fans over there. You know what I mean? So y'all just keep holding us down. I promise every week we'll give y'all a good show. Also, I want to jump into the word of the day, which is respect, which goes along with our topic. But respect means a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. And the quote of the day, respect yourself and others will respect you. Confucius. That's a good quote. Because it's so true. Respect yourself.
Yeah.
If you don't, then nobody's going to respect you.
That's right.
Also, we're
going to jump
into...
You take that.
You said what?
Take respect. You got to take it.
You can't take it. You got to give it. Somebody got to give it to you.
No.
You got to give it to you. You can't just be like, yo, I'm about to take this respect. And you ain't going to do nothing.
You can beat it into them.
You are too much. Too much. Also, I want to jump into... some news I got today from someone. It was like, yo, did you hear about such and such? So about the man who killed himself over the election. He committed suicide because Obama was got back into office. Personally, and it was somebody from Florida. So personally, I feel like this.
Everybody,
you really like it's really that serious? Like for real? Like, who does that?
He probably did that because it was something else. And he used Obama as a excuse. That's all that was.
I'm just like, really? Like,
well, I would have did it for free. If he wanted it, I'd have did it for him. He didn't have to go through all this.
Well, the guy said the body of Henry Smith Hamilton, he was 64, he was discovered in his apartment by the police on Thursday morning, and sitting on his bathroom sink was a copy of his living will with the handwritten note, "Do not revive and fuck Obama." Like, I just feel like people are just taking it to the extreme. Now, my thing is, the only reason why people are acting up is because of the fact that Obama is so black. Like, his wife is black, his kids are black. Like, I think it's too much black for them. So they kind of like, that's too much. Because I was just talking to my coworker today. I was like, if Obama had a white wife, like, nobody would care. And he'd be like, alright, he cool. But because he's like, he's so black, and black, white, and black children, people are just like, oh no, that's just too much.
But you want me to tell you something that I heard the other night? I was sitting up, and you know how they, the Democrats and the Republicans, before they go into the Senate and all of this, they talk to the Senate guy, right? And they was talking about, as far as like what the president needs to do, and he needs to come to an agreement with the Republicans. And the guy was talking about the middle class and the rich. He ain't saying nothing about poor people at all. And I was like, all they keep saying is the middle class. You know, small business, rich people. And they trying to say if the president don't, if he thinks that, you know, that they gonna accept him, you know, raising the taxes of the rich. They said they're not.
Well, pretty much technically they have no choice. I mean, come on, get out of here. Like, you're not gonna tell the president, nah, buddy, I'm not doing that.
But the thing is, he can't do nothing unless they approve it. Like, okay, say he can make a law, they can veto it. They can make a law, he can say no. So
oh, you were talking about the council.
You know, the Republican leader, he's trying to say, you know, Obama not going to come and tell them what they going to do. And then Obama tells them, you know, you ain't going to tell me what I can. So it's basically,
I just feel like it's a lose-lose situation, because I feel like even though he won the election and he won it fair and square, like,
yeah,
they still not going to let him do nothing. Like, they still not going to let him do nothing. Like, nothing is going to change because, or it's going to take a long time to change because of the fact that they're prolonging. They won't let him get shit done.
Yeah.
I feel like that's crazy on their part, because they, oh, we care about getting the country back to where it was. Bitch, act like it. Let him do something. You know what I mean? Like,
they don't want no change. That's what people don't realize. They don't want change.
They want to go back to what Bush was doing. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They just want to fuck up the whole. We ain't gonna have nothing.
Poor, stay poor.
That's great. Also, I want to talk about the woman who runs her husband over because he didn't vote. She was pissed off.
Wow.
She said, listen, you ain't vote, I'm going to run your ass over. People said she she basically said that her husband told investigators that she believed her family was going to face hardship if Obama was reelected. The police says that she chased her husband through a Gilbert parking lot, circled him as he hid behind a light pole, struck him, and pinned him down under the vehicle so he couldn't run away.
Wow.
Then she gonna tell the police she was just trying to scare him but accidentally stepped on the accelerator. So she went to jail for aggravated assault. I was just like, really? Really? And it was an SUV, you guys. It wasn't no little-ass car.
Oh, wow.
Like, she was like, all right, bitch. You ain't gonna vote? I got your ass. It's you, buddy. That's crazy. Like, who does that? Like, people are getting really ridiculous. I have a lot of people on my Facebook who are, like, unfriending people because of the comments they're making because Obama was reelected. And it's just kind of like, bitch, I thought you was my friend, and you up here talking shit. So I'm not going to be your fucking friend anymore. Get the fuck off my list.
Wow.
I'm just like, wow. That's crazy. Like, they mad. They are really upset, and I don't know why. I mean, I don't think President Obama has been doing a bad job. It's just the fact that the reason why they're not seeing results as quick as they would have been is because the Republicans are fucking like, yo, no, you can't do this. No, we're not going to approve that. We're going to prolong this. We'll think about it. Da, da, da. It's kind of like the Republicans run the White House.
Period. Yeah. See, basically, people don't realize it. See, even though you got Obama in there, see, you should have been, you know, vote for your senators, too.
Exactly. And you want, y'all want to hear something crazy? So, I'm voting. I don't know if I told y'all this, but I was voting. And I ain't know half of the shit that was on there. I just know I need to vote for Obama. The rest of that shit, I really was like, I was just... Look, I was just picking the first name I saw. All right, I'm going to get that one,
yeah, see,
that
you probably
one.
Voted for a Republican, not knowing.
Exactly.
See,
but you know what? They only had, but on the ballot, on my ballot, on the South Carolina ballot, they only had Republican people. They didn't have anybody else up there running. So it was really like, you know, those were the only people you could pick.
Wow.
And they had one little box that was like, write in your person. I'm like, who the hell am I writing? I don't know no damn body. Like,
yeah, out. That's what I'm saying. And see, they don't even supposed to be like that. Why would they tell you to write in your person?
I was like, who the hell am I writing? Like, that y'all gonna say, okay. She's just a girl and she's on fire. Oh, oh, fire. Oh my bad. Alicia Keys got a little excited. We talking about. She got a little excited. Woo! My bad. Us, Alicia.
I would have voted anybody. I'd have been like, little Booster down the road. That's what I'd have voted.
Little Ray Ray,
yeah.
Little Tony.
Yeah.
Like, who?
Yeah.
Like, right,
Tony,
you don't know them.
See, they do that, man. Just like in Florida, they be like, hey, we're going to just throw these names up there and let y'all do a multiple choice. Y'all
run. We just going to throw these names. Y'all don't even know who these people are, but we just going to put them up there. I was like, nah, I know I need to pay more attention. And I think that's why South Carolina is the way it is. That's why it's a Republican state, because a lot of people don't know who the hell they voting for.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, whatever.
Well.
Georgia the same way.
And I'm so excited that everybody was like, did Obama win Florida? Yes, Obama won Florida.
Fair and
square. So
you
it doesn't even matter. He won Ohio.
But you know what get me? Being that Atlanta's supposed to be such a black place, do you know the Republicans won Atlanta?
They won Atlanta?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
As far as Georgia-wise, and Obama lost Georgia, too.
Well, you know.
But see, then you got all these little redneck places, too, though.
Yeah.
The South is Republican.
They be sleeping on them little towns.
Yeah.
They really, like, when it's time to go in, they be go. Like, I had one lady in front of me, like, when I was, well, she was behind me when I was going to vote. And she was like, yeah, this is my first time voting ever. And I'm like, she like 60-something. She look like she about old as dirt. I said, bitch, I need you to go back to the house. Like, I know who you voting for. Go to the house.
Yeah, and that's what they want. They gonna do like they bring them all out. Another claim.
Like, they just come out the woodwork. She looked dirty as hell.
They didn't do like Obama them though. Obama was going to pick niggas up on the bus. Hey, you need
exactly. Exactly. I'm like, okay.
I'm here, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all this. You know, next year, now the Republicans already forming a strategy on what they're going to do.
But that's what I'm saying. They need to, Obama and them need to go ahead and get somebody. They need to find somebody, pick somebody that's a Democrat that is going to take his place. Because I'm nervous. if they don't find somebody who is going to win. Like, this world is going to go straight to H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah.
If the Republicans get back in office, it's over. That's just how I feel. I feel like it's going to be over. Like, nope, we don't have a chance. It's done. We're going back into slavery. Like, it's done.
We didn't have Republican president.
Huh?
I said we didn't have Republican president before.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't, like, do a whole lot of just crazy anything kind of stuff.
Yeah, they can, because if the Republicans control the House and they got
control everything,
yeah, they can.
That's the thing.
But normally, when you got a Republican president, Democrats run the House.
Mm-hmm. It's never the same.
But did you see, like, Bush was in the presidency? He didn't give a shit what the Democrats said. He did what he wanted to do. So why Obama can't do what he wants?
Exactly, because he black.
Yeah, so
on that note.
They told him they didn't want to go to war. Bush was like, fuck that shit, we're going to war. And where we went? Right to war.
To war. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go into some music. Alicia Keys, she wants to get on. So I'm going to put her on, her little home wrecking ass. On one hand. When we come back, we're going to get back into the conversation. So I'm going to hit y'all with some Alicia, give y'all some DJ Prince, serving these motherfucking streets. And then we're going to come back and we're going to conversate. All right? You can try, but you'll never forget her name. She's on top of the world. Hottest of the hottest.
Is every young nigga dream to come from the bottom to the top. being in the dirt, counting the millions. Okay, now fuck all this bullshit. I'm fresh off a full clip. Counting this fucking money, did that with no scholarship. I can't throw that money talk, so fuck what you niggas thought. My bitch got a Porsche truck, like little with that pussy ball. Got that hustler demeanor, fresh and I'm out that two-seater. Got to sleep with the Reaper, and watch out for them people. Cause the devil be lurking, all these pistols are dirty. All my niggas are riders, they clips extended with 30. I woke up early this morning, thank the Lord I'm alive. Kiss my daughter, then told my lady I'm back on the grind. Gotta do it for Sailor, that's my daily remind. Fuck these bitches, the money, power, respect on my mind. It ain't no love for the weak, ain't no top on the Jeep. Tell them haters I'm overseas, I'll be back in a week. I'm trying to get richer than Trump, a couple million for lunch. I need to cover all fours, but we the best on the front. I'm going mad, nigga kiss my ass. These niggas be stealing my flows and all, ain't even mad. I swear my flow is dope as coke, come get your bag. Just bought that ass in Martin. Piling partner, that's by any means. That 50,000 in my pocket, busting out the seams. Hopping out that coupe, that roof go missing, bitch, like by the bean. Knock, knock, bang, bang, ever since back then, they wanna know who I beat. A-double-O-D was running the streets, cause I was like damn teen. I put it on mama, always dreamed of having a Lamborghini. Them niggas was hating, still I was skating in ammo Celine. Oh, I mean, most sang. It's money over bitches, what my niggas claim. Probably in the whip with my Spanish thing all day. In the back of the back, number 9 days, I be balling. Small thing, now I mean, I say what's up with them bitches. Molly weed and some liquor. I'm the type of nigga do you first and then your sister. I'm a savage. And 50 carrots came from the bottom of the barrel. The living lavish, blood on my sneakers. Brothers keep a lot of dead people. Bounce some figures, squeeze some triggers. I'm just soul seeking. I think you pussy, I can smell it on you loud and clear. And since my daddy left me young, I ran up out of fear. And when it come down to my family, bitch, I die for them. Blow that chopper through your chest to show you shit is real. Show you shit is real. Shout out to F-Nil. Starvation 2 on the way, nigga. Mount up. Mount up, nigga. We the best. See that logo, huh?
Time.
guys, now we're going to get into the sports spasm with Mr. Fitness. Here we go.
Sports spasm. Live on Tello. Let go. Hosted by yours truly, Mr. Good. Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? A little bit of NBA news. Okay, we just want to say the player union is appealing DeMarcus Cousins. Everybody should know DeMarcus Cousins. He got suspended for having a for confronting San Antonio Sean Elliott in a hostile manner. So they suspended this man for 2 games, but they trying to suspend him for more. And the thing about it, for every game he missing, they charging him $70,000. He's actually losing $70,000. He's only making $3 million. He already done missed 2 games, and they still trying to keep him suspended for more. I mean, I know it's a little harsh, but, you know, sometimes you got to learn to control your anger, man. Y'all boys get that money, and y'all don't know what to do with it. But and then we got, you know, and the NBA is starting to do a little fining. They actually starting to take a lot of these players' money. So now they starting to get on the guys about fake being hit, fake being knocked down. You know, whenever you playing ball and you fake like somebody actually knocks you down, they're going to make a rule now where they're going to fine you for doing that if it's not actually somebody hit you. And I don't think that's right because, you know, like they say, sometimes you got to fake it to make it. But in other news, we're going to go to the NBA then. Tim Duncan, he was fined $30,000 for a helmet-to-helmet hit on Chicago quarterback Jay Cutler. See, that's another one. $30,000? That's crazy. Just because you mistakenly hit somebody. See, basketball and football are two different things. When you tackling a man, you can't make like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't intentionally hit you with my helmet. If you going to tackle a man, if your helmet hit his helmet, then oh, what the hell? But they making the sports now to where you really don't want to watch them. But, you know, it's all good. And the Cowboys finally pulled one off, y'all. Say hooray for the Cowboys. That's all right. They still sorry as hell. But anyway, I just throw out a little Indianapolis and Jacksonville. Indianapolis knock off Jacksonville 27-10. Dallas 38, Philly 23, Atlanta 27, New Orleans 31. Atlanta, y'all got to step y'all game up. And Denver 36, Carolina 14. Peyton Manning doing a good job, y'all, even though he's coming back off that neck injury. And I say the boy is earning his money. So that's it for the sports spasm. And y'all have a good one for Mr. Goodness.
Sports spasm, live on Tello. Let
Alright, guys, we are back. We are back. That was Mr. Goodness with the sports spasm. $70,000. Oh, heck no.
Hey, they taxing the boy.
$30,000? God. I don't know about that one.
And you know what? It's crazy because, you know, when you playing football, just say if you dive over to tackle somebody and you hit their helmet, they are that crazy about it. They like, oh, the helmet hit. And you looking up next day, you got a $35 fine.
Well, they are doing it because of the severe brain injuries that are really coming along with that. So that's why they're trying to really, you know, make people be aware of what they're doing. Even though you're in the moment, you know, you're trying to win the game. But
exactly.
Hey,
you're
in
the heat of the moment.
Nobody.
You ain't going to be thinking about no daggone helmet. You're going to be like, yo,
man,
I just need to get this touchdown.
That $30,000
Yeah, you think about that helmet then.
Exactly. You're going to keep thinking about it. You're like, oh, wait.
My thing with old boy, DeMarcus, all he did was, like, after the game, he went up to the commentator and was like, hey, da-da-da-da. I mean, just bust at it. They suspended this man. $70,000. Okay, I'm only making $3 million a year. You hitting me $70,000 every game. You done suspended me for 2 games already. Now you trying to suspend me some more.
They should be like, all right, you learned your lesson. Because $70,000, you missed 2 games? Oh, no.
No, it's $70,000 for 1 game.
Yeah, per game you missed.
Yeah.
And like, that's too much money.
Yeah, I know. That's already $100,000.
Well, y'all done punished me enough. Let me play.
Yeah, and see, that's what the union is trying to say. That's why they trying to appeal it. Because they trying to tell the commissioner, damn, you already done took $100,000+ from this boy.
Yeah.
You know, just because he fussed at a man. I see if he put his hands on him.
But
I guess
they
say you got to hold your cool.
Yeah, see, that's what
they're
trying
to say.
And
let the Lord fight
your battle. Okay, you're a professional. You in the spotlight. You got to conduct yourself. And, you know, a lot of these young guys now, they like, okay, yeah, I got me a $4 million contract. I can say and do what I want to do. They cutting that shit out because they going to take half of it.
They like,
all right,
you want to do what you want to do? Give me your money.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. They're punishing them. You know, and they look at it like this. I can punish you, you know, by hitting you in your wallet. I ain't got to hit you in your wallet.
Exactly.
Nowhere else. All I got to do is hit your wallet.
Hear about that guy? I can't remember his name. But there was some guy who went bankrupt. He didn't even know what he did with his money.
Right. Yeah, a lot of these guys, the young guys that get these contracts, okay, they'll just say, for instance, okay, I get in the NBA and I get a $4 million contract. I can't hang out with Kobe.
No.
Kobe making
and then you know what?
80 and 90, 100 million a year. I only got 3 million. I can't spend like him. And that's what they do. They try
to
hang
out. To what Kevin Hart said about, you know, you can't hang with people. You got to hang with money bracket. You can't hang with everybody.
Yeah, you can't hang out with Shaq making $100 million. Nigga, you making 3 million.
All right, get out of here.
He gonna spend that in a day.
Exactly. So we're gonna jump into the conversation. Thank you, Mr. Goodness, for your sports spasm. Booyah. Shakalaka laka. We're gonna jump into the conversation tonight, which is respect. First, I want to talk about respect with family members. How to respect family members. First of all, before I even get into my notes, what do y'all think is the best way to respect your family?
Staying out there too.
Oh,
yep, tell them to get out my face.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Look, let me stop before Pat call in and be like,
get that phone call.
We have a caller on the line.
Okay. Exactly.
that question mark going to come up real quick.
Praise God.
She going to press one, and it's going to be over. Look, I better stop talking. She is on the line. Let me stop. Okay, but for real, how to respect family members? I went online, did some research. Of course, I'm always doing some research. And I found four things you could do to respect your family members. The first one was to extend courtesies. Politeness is good for strangers. It's good for home use as well. And I have to stop because sometimes I feel like in order for me to respect you, you got to respect me. And that goes for any age. But then I got to take a step back because I'm like, you know, I wouldn't want nobody to disrespect my mama or my grandma or, you know what I mean, somebody that I care about, because then it's going to be on and popping like we're going to throw some hands, because that's just, you don't do that. You don't disrespect older people. And I try not to do that.
You're going to have a motherfucking misunderstanding.
Thank you. Exactly. Another thing is to remember to say please and thank you, hello and goodbye, good morning and good evening. These are basic etiquette. So it's just basically practicing good etiquette. Like if you see them, say, hey, how are you today? What you doing? What's up? Anything new? You know what I mean?
And another good thing is about that, though, is that you never know if you're going to see them again, too.
Exactly. But I'm not going to say that. But, you know, there's some people that I rule.
Yeah, you just got to.
So, number two, defend the clan. There is no need to go out and stir up trouble on the behalf of your family. Like, don't go out starting nothing. But if somebody is talking about your sister or your mom or somebody in your family, your cousin, like, you need to nip that in the butt. Be like, listen, I don't know who the hell you talking about, but you ain't talking about my family. That you need to cut that out. Like, nip it in the bud. Tell them, listen, don't disrespect me by talking about my family, even if I don't like them hoes, but still, they my family. You know what I mean? You gotta let them know, listen, and out in the street, I will defend them at all costs. But we at the house, you know, it's whatever. Number three, leave them room to go. Respect sometimes requires walking away, even at home. For example, respect your sister's choices in boyfriends. Like, if your sister got a deadbeat that be whooping her ass all the time, you know, it's all right to say, listen.
That nigga sorry as hell.
It's all right to say, listen, you going to let him knock yourself in the head, or you going to move on. But, you know, you can't help nobody that don't want your help. Or that
I can't see it.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
That nigga got to keep his hand to himself. Oh, it's going to be we're going to have a
But, you know, some people, they get mad when you know, interfere into their relationships or into something that they feel like.
I have a misunderstanding with theirs.
Well, me personally, I ain't gonna sit there and let no guy hit on no female. That's just me personally. You know, we roll.
We're not saying like if you're in front of their face, but if you know that it's happening behind closed doors, you know what I mean? Just be like, you know, tell them your opinion, but you can't force your opinion on anyone. They're gonna do what they want to do.
Just be like, bring him by the house so we can sit down and talk.
Yeah, because if you talk to them, like, you know what I'm saying, one time you come save whoever it is and you sit down and talk to them, and then the next week they right back with them, obviously they love
them.
Yeah,
they don't want to.
So ain't nothing you can do about that. Because there was one incident here where this guy, it was his sister, she kept getting beat up by the boy, beat up. And do you know the boy killed, like, the brother went to try to, like, break it up. The boyfriend ended up killing her brother,
Then they was at the funeral, and him and the girl and him was together.
Still
like,
together.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
That's crazy.
One thing that happened,
she's still with him. She didn't go to jail.
I don't know what happened with the thing, but well, all I know is she was still
Come
like...
on, Miss Delicious. Come on, Miss
No.
Delicious.
Come on, all I know was that she was still with the guy. I don't know if she was still going to see him or what, but yeah.
It was an accidental death.
Yeah, it was
kind
of like
no
a self-defense type thing or something, where he can go to jail wherever.
All right, Mr. Lynch.
I mean, he could have also said that he attacked me and I was
defending
myself.
You're not going to just get off on no. You kill somebody, they're going to lock your ass up until they find.
But he could have been using the self-defense mechanism.
No,
and she could have been like,
regardless.
Yeah, he kind of came in and,
but
you
got to still realize on self-defense, they still going to lock you up.
Not necessarily. Not if you get
yes,
off. Not if you take the trial and get off. They still lock you
up. But you got, no, yeah, they're going to lock you up. You're going to have to bond out.
That's what I'm saying.
So, well, yeah, they're going to take you to jail. But she
you
got him out.
Until, no, your ass going to jail. When they forget that you going to jail. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah, you're
going
to go to jail because they don't know what happened. They don't know since they, all they know
right.
is that you killed this man.
And when they prove
But I'm saying them. after they put book you and stuff like that, if she go back and say, you know, and some women are trifling like that, they'll go back and be like, no, it was my brother. He was acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I was her brother, I'd have raised up out the casket.
Stop being unrealistic. That is not realistic. Stop it. We're not doing that. Number four is one that I feel like I have an issue with, like maintaining contact with your family. You don't have to agree with family members to show them respect. Disagree at will, but maintain contact. So respect your family members' opinion, but don't hold it so dear to your heart that you can't talk to them at all.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be able to be like, you know what?
But see, your
I'm bigger than
crazy.
This. Yeah, they are.
they hateful people. They. For thousands. Pass down generations. Hey,
that's
y'all
silly.
Know what? I need to get some callers. I think I'm going to come up with a new show. It's called Mr. Goodness Cooking Show, because I'm showing the kitchen.
Oh,
I am showing the kitchen trying to find something. So if y'all hear some pots and stuff rattling, don't eat back.
Wow. This is what we have for you guys every week. Mr. Goodness is always doing something crazy. Of course.
I'm trying to find. I need some ideas.
OMG. back to the family. Be respectful of your family. Help your parents in whatever it is that they need. They gave birth to you. They clothe you. They bathe you. They did everything for you. So support them. Like, if you can, help your parents. Like, I don't think that's a big issue. Like, do chores around the house. When you do, like, when you come, you know, and visit, like, help them out. Because you never know what they're going through. And they were there for you. You know what I mean? So be there for them.
Yeah.
I think these respectful things are more of for teens, and which I think teens have lost a lot of respect nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
I will punch a kid in the face.
Right.
I don't play them games.
You got to, you know what? I think they get it because you got to realize, like, right now, it's like teenagers is having babies. You know,
babies,
like,
yeah.
Okay, they at the club with their mamas. So,
exactly,
yeah.
That's true.
You know,
but it's
kind of
like, I guess that goes back to
your mama 27, you 21, y'all at the club hanging out.
You stupid. You are stupid. Well, we have a caller who wants to say something, so we're going to bring them in.
Lord.
So, our radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, how are y'all tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good. Y'all a mess.
Hey, caller.
I've been listening
caller.
To the radio station, and I feel that, look, family, sometimes you got to feed them with a long-handled spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't,
yeah.
They'll bring you down. The ones you can help, help. The one you can't help, keep praying for them. You know, God say, if you keep my commandment and love me, I'll save your whole family. So it's not up for us to judge. So, you know, if you keep praying, he gonna save you. You know, you can run all you want to run, do what you want to do, but he gonna bring you in.
Amen.
You know, where you have an accident or get hurt or whatever, you're going to have to call on him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to call on him while you're young and, you know, and keep things going. And these things about these kids respecting, y'all should do for your mother. That's right. When she call you and ask
exactly.
you for something, she need it. If she don't
mm-hmm.
call you, ask you for nothing, hey, that's good. Because she was there always for you.
Amen.
But I tell you, if one go to jail, one time I get you out, the second time you're on your own.
Yeah.
I feel you should learn the lesson the first time.
Exactly.
Why I have to keep going back to jail, you know, or driving drunk.
I'm not
you
even going
to
get you out the first
no
time
or
you to get out
drugs.
On your own.
And you
I
know drugs is not good for you. So
I can't even
you
get you out, honey.
And then the kids listening, the kids always go by what the parents go sometimes. You know, my kids,
mm-hmm.
all of my kids drink, except me, you know. And I say, where did they get that drinking from? Where did they get smoking cigarette from? Because I don't smoke. I don't drink.
It must have been
so, you know, the little habits they pick up, you know.
Yeah, influence.
Influence by somebody else.
Little big head kids running around talking with the pants hanging down, with the dreadlocks, and they don't even know what dreadlocks mean. Pierced nose,
mm-hmm.
don't know what it means. You know,
mm-hmm.
don't make no sense. Tattoos on their body and talking about they saved.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't saved if you don't. You know
I
you said you know God
mark.
And talking about you saved. Come on now,
amen.
Be for real.
Hey,
you know God. Your body is God's temple, so you ain't got no business putting no tattoos on you. And if you know the word, you ain't got no business.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Amen.
I told y'all about.
And y'all have a blessed night.
Call
you too. Thank
you
for calling.
Oh, man, I can't say that.
I know you ain't talking about no. Who was talking about eggs? You know what?
Yeah,
I'm borrowing
two eggs now, y'all.
I'm borrowing two eggs. We're not gonna do this tonight. You need to cut it out. Also, to the teens, listen to your parents and follow their rules. The rules may sound strict and unfair, but your parents have probably made those rules to help you for a good reason. Like, we've been there and we've done that. Cut it out. Like, we know the outcome. You know what I mean?
And quit acting like you're doing something new. Because believe
exactly.
me, if you do it, your parents done did it.
Exactly. Exactly. Try
mine.
Not to argue with your family.
Yeah, because I get mine.
My family
they doing
worse.
Stuff. Yeah, I think mine
exactly.
think they doing stuff new every day.
Mm.
Oh, I ain't been it. You ain't did that. That's been how long you been born.
Find out the argue with your family. Work your conflicts out. My family is worse on this. We argue. We will go in on each other. And pop in. Like, everybody gonna have a gun. Somebody got a bat. Somebody got a knife. Like, it's on. Like, don't. Like, we just cannot. We cannot be civil to each other. I don't know why. Some of us can, but some of us just can't.
Well, you know, I totally agree with you on that because I have family the same way. But at the end of the day, we always stick together.
Be polite. Sometimes I have a hard time with this because sometimes people be making me mad, and it's just kind of like, do I really have to be nice to you? Do I really have to turn the other cheek?
Okay.
I really don't want to. Like, I really want to tell you to kiss my butt, roll my eyes, smack my lips. Like, I really want to go in on you. I want my neck to be rolling, everything.
Not the neck roll.
Like, I want my neck to be moving, like, really fast.
Not the bobblehead.
I'm going to do the bobblehead on you. Like, I'm going in.
Hey, we haven't had the bobblehead call back yet.
No, we haven't. We don't need them to call back. We're not going to do this tonight. We're going to be fighting on the radio. It's going to be on.
Hello.
Don't do it. Also, hey, little kids, if you get punished, accept it and don't argue. My sister is worse on this. She is a back-talking little thing.
Oh. See, you know what? They need to get the thing we used to get back in the day. Your back talk gets slapped in the mouth.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I've been preaching all this time. If they got what we got back in the day for being disrespectful,
they would not
talk
back.
None of these kids would. And I don't understand why some parents don't treat their kids just like their asses got treated when they were small. If they treat their kids like that, then everybody will be all right.
Because now, you know why? Because now they telling the kids, well, you can call the police if your parents do this.
I'm going to jail.
And guess what?
Our parents told us the same thing. Okay, go ahead and call the police. Go ahead and call. And go to the full
house. But you
wasn't
bold enough to call them.
And you sure wasn't, were you? Because guess what? When you leave this house, don't think that next house or wherever you going to go is better than where you at. No, it's not. It's not going to be like that.
So when they said that,
you thought twice about that thing. You be like,
they start helping you pack your shit up. You be like,
hold on. You think twice about that.
Well, you know what I'm saying? And both of the cases on what Mr. Goodness and Sexy K had talked on, you know what I'm saying? I seen this little kid. He was disrespecting his elders in a grocery store earlier today, and his grandma just went back and backhand slapped him, knocked him on the ground. So, you know what I'm saying? He got embarrassed in front of everybody in that store. Everybody been laughing.
And everybody that was around, they needed to mind their business, and they would end everything. Fine, but you got something up there. You gonna do your child like that? You got to get back here, too.
No, you ain't get ready to say that. See, I whooped mine at the doctor's office. And because I was somewhere one day. I think I was in the health department with the kids getting a shot. I told him, you better not do that. I said, I whooped man right here in his office. He'll call the police. I said, I don't care.
Hey, it's so funny. My husband went up to my child's school and went up there. I don't know if he beat her or what he did. The people going to send a note home. Please tell your husband don't come back up here to this school.
Please tell your husband,
beat your child at home.
That elementary school was done after he left.
Oh, my goodness. She went there with him.
What? Oh, wait, really?
Oh, no, this white woman beat her child in the store the other day. My mouth was wide because I'm like, oh, wow, what? They? What? White women?
Yeah, because usually, you know, they have a damn dog leash on their kids.
Exactly.
I ain't put no dog leash on my child.
Exactly.
I'm going to whoop that ass.
Okay.
Like they was having some little boy told his we was at the mall and it was around Christmas time. Me and my homeboy, we went to get my wife a little surprise and everything, but little boy was in there acting crazy. I fell out all on the ground, called his mama a bitch. Hollering.
Oh my
god. I walked by, I told her, I said, see, now I'd have stomped his ass in the cement right up.
Oh my God! Stop, Bobby! Get up! Don't.
And the guy, he was just standing there, like, you know, looking all crazy. That couldn't have been me, because I'd have pulled my belt off, I'd have ripped his ass all through the mall, all out of the parking lot.
We know you would have body slammed him. We
know. I'd have pulled that ass out of me. He would have wanted to be out of here right in the circle in the mall, whooping the hell out of him. Everybody paying, charging people $2 to watch me whoop his ass.
OMG.
That don't mean no
sense. Yeah.
See.
Also, I'm going to go ahead and finish up these steps. If you have friends come over, make sure that they behave politely. There's nothing worse than your friend coming over to my house and acting like they don't got no damn sense.
Oh, they gonna get their ass whooped too. I whoop other people cheering too. You fuck up my house, you in my vicinity, you gonna get your ass whooped. I don't care who kid you is. You fucking up
also,
my shit.
Be the responsible one around the house. If your siblings don't want to clean up, you clean up. Actually, I don't really like that one. Everybody needs to clean up. So encourage them to clean up with you. Also, the last one, think of all the things you love about your unique family. Even though they make you mad, you might want to slap them sometimes. You might want to just shake them and say, wake up.
They real. They say whatever they feel.
Exactly. Love them. Love them. They need it. Just love them. Well, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Mr. Delicious is going to hit us with the business. So, I don't know where we'll be right back.
All right, I'm kind of far to wait.
Phantom so mean, like I watch that motherfucker every Sunday in holy water. My Jesus piece clean, even my shoes are Christians, I'm walking on holy water. She came out in true religion jeans and fell straight to her knees like she was dipped in holy water. Holy water. Holy water. Back when Michael Jordan was raw, 92 was the year my city of God. Coke on the boulevard, crack fiends skiing in slaloms is exactly how drug lords found their way from the bottom. Them Yeezys drop, got them, couldn't afford them, you shot them. Cause they the same price of fucking red bottoms. We don't pop tags, leave that motherfucker on it and return it back to the store when you no longer want it. Sleep outside for days for a pair of J's, and you sleep outside forever cause you got sprayed. If you gon' die for them, they better be number fours on some shit made in Japan you can never find in the stores. Rolex watches, Gucci belts, and Louis luggage definitely set us apart from niggas when we in public. Jeffrey Campbell and Michael Kors got you looking rugged. Gave her a Louis bag, now she love me. Take a look at her posing on my car, cause my Phantom's so mean, like I wash that motherfucker every Sunday in holy water. My Jesus piece clean, even my shoes are Christians, I'm walking on holy water. She came out in true religion jeans and fell straight to her knees like she was dipped in holy water. Holy water. Holy water. hope for. Met a girl named Christian and some Christian, she a Christian. Suck a dick like sucking dick is a life's mission. Trying to save her is like trying to save a stripper. She fine as fuck, you trying to fuck, that's the reason you tip her. And all I'm saying is a watch and a gold chain can't make Bobby Valentino Johnny Coltrane. And she knows this, that's why her mouth wide, opening her legs straight up like they suicide. I cross my heart and hope to die if something happens to my voice and I can no longer provide. Should I run and hide? No, hustle and survive. Working 9 to 5 until sweat drips into my eyes. And if it burns like the Kush, then I go back to selling pies. Switching lanes in that Cutlass, rubbing her thighs while I drive. Reminiscing on the days I was rolling broke. Jesus, peace on the rear view. Holy Ghost, amen. My phantom so mean, like I watch that motherfucker every Sunday in Holy One. My Jesus, peace clean. Even my shoes are Christians. I'm walking on Holy One. She came out in True Religion jeans and fell straight to her knees like she was dipped in Holy One. Holy One. Holy One.
All right, you guys, we are about to get it popping with Miss Delicious, getting the business. Y'all don't mind me. So we're about to go in Miss Delicious business segment. Let's get it. Business Spotlight. What's going on, everyone? So tonight I will be giving you the business, and I hope that everyone is ready. So tonight's quote is going to be, my business quote that is, a business that makes nothing but money is a poor business. The reason why is because you have to build relationships. It's not all about business. Yeah, you can make money. You know what I'm saying? If you make money just that one time, yeah, that may be good. But if you don't build that relationship, you will never, ever see that customer again. So it's great to build those
lasting relationship, so yes, you can have more customers coming into your business. Well, tonight I'm going to be talking about making your business more profitable. Right now I'm going to go to a little music. I know I've been listening to a lot of music, but we're going to go to a song. I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to go over everything with you guys. So stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Miss Delicious will be right back.
Girl, I'm loving you, loving me. Only thing that we need is time. I'm just looking for a window. Upside down, inside out. Questioning how to work it out. I don't know. We started up so fast. Tried fighting, but it's perfect. Learn lessons from my past. How quickly chemistry turns cold. Let go. Don't fight the feeling when it's right. Live this moment past tonight, girl.
Slowly, slowly.
We can take it slow, oh girl.
Slowly.
We can take our time.
We can take it slow.
Wait, hold up, I don't mean no disrespect, but I'm patiently rushing love and how we live every moment. Caught in the lust, but this is more than seduction. Why do I seem to fantasize when I go to sleep at night? On you. Can't help it, baby.
Slowly,
yeah, yeah.
Slowly,
oh,
slowly,
no.
Slowly,
we can take it down.
We can take it slow,
slow, slow.
Girl,
we can take it slow.
Business spotlight. So let's get to it. So we're going to talk about how to make your business more profitable. I said the best ways are with good business practices. You always want to practice good business, because if you mess up that one time, everyone is always going to be talking about it, and it's going to be spreading the word. Oh girl, don't go over there, because child, they business homes. Girl, don't spend your money with them. So you don't want to have that impression. So make sure you practice great business practices. Another thing, great customer service. Make sure you are training your employees to run your business the way that you run it. You don't want to come into the business and the business is good when you're there, but when you're not there, your business is falling apart.
Of course, that's not good. Another thing is knowing your product. Please, know your product. Just like when you go in hair stores with these Indians, you ask them, what should I do with this? I mean, what? I'm trying to do this with my hair. They don't know what they're doing. I don't know who told them that they can open up hair stores. But I'm telling you, they know nothing about the product. All they want to know is, give me your money. The customer service is horrible. I don't even know why women go spend their money with them. But, like I said, know your product. Another thing, businesses need to really start networking with each other. Stop feeling like, oh, this business is the same business I am. Oh, no, we can't deal with them. There is enough money out here for everybody. Stop thinking like crabs. Stop trying to pull everybody down in the bucket. Work together. We will be stronger like that. Also, register your business with your local business chamber because you really need to know what's going on in your community. If you don't know what's going on around you, how would you know what your customers want and what they need? I mean, gotta know your surroundings. Another thing, business owners need to promote more meetings with the whole team and not just manager meetings. They need to meet with everyone. Everyone needs to know what is going on, what product needs to be sold more, if the sales are down. Everyone needs to know this because you don't talk to the front end, you only talk to the back end, and the front end don't know what the back end doing. You know, how can your business be ran successfully? Another thing, please make sure that your business name fits what you are selling. You don't want a business name saying one thing and selling something else. You are confusing your customers. So that is the business spotlight for today, shining a little light on business. I'll see you guys next week. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call in and ask me. I'm Miss Delicious. Deuces.
There's my Juicy J.
Hey, the business.
Let's pop some bars on him, man. You know it.
Frost leaves with all my G's. Hit the club, spent all my G's. Money make, got more to see. I'm sipping, drink, and popping E. Holler tips to my enemies. Mob niggas in my family. Ain't no niggas gon' hammock me. Turn up on that liquor.
You know it.
Cushion purple mitch.
You know it.
Bad hoes love me. Break they neck that take a picture. Miami, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I ball and I dunk.
Yes,
keepin' on them zigzags, you know it's some stuff. OG on my medical, my bitch eat some edibles. I get high like heaven though, hit that butt with hella hoes. We don't fuck with ratchet though, every club we always throw cash.
What? Sitting on top of the world is what I feel like. Got the top down cause it feels nice. A real when I'm a shit, it feels like. We be a fly cause we say every time. Serving these streets mixtape.
And she love the trouble, yes, yeah, she everywhere a nigga go. Love the smell of piss and smoke. My broad is a gangster too. She say I'm a Juicy J, I call her my gangster.
Serving these streets.
She got no quick and dump a clip and roll. And she love the trouble, yes, yeah, she everywhere a nigga go. Love the smell of piss and smoke. My broad is a gangster too. She say I'm a Juicy J, I call her my gangster boo. I love when we riding, it's just me and her. Though these other pigeons paid, little mama getting paid. She put by 80 on her shade, she drop by 50 on her purse. Put 200 on her shoes and got that Fendi on her skirt. And she never sell me out, with yourself I tell about. Every time I went to jail, baby girl will bail me out. And she
knows
when I touch her, with the heart of a hustler. But she still a lady too, now that's just
my
serving these streets mixtape.
If I'm ducking the law, then she's ducking the law with me. If I'm busting that job, then she's busting that job with me. If I happen to fall, then she's picking me up and I can always go.
We ain't got beef on your side. My boo gon' come for the ride. When police come, she gon' lie.
Serving these drinks.
Thugging and holding me down. She ain't got nothing to hide. She was the one on my side. Yeah, she know what I'm about. And I ain't have nowhere to go. Snuck me in the mama house. When you suckin' niggas wouldn't struggle with me, she was here. When you doing bad, it's funny how your homies disappear. Can't forget when we spent the night in them trailers. Baby hit me down when I didn't have nothing. When I ain't around, she handle my places. I know she love me cause she always bustin'. Now we rollin' up that fruity hay. My broad is a gangster too. She say I'm a Juicy J. I call her my
gangsta boo. I be thuggin' so I be lovin'. A chick who don't mind me hustlin' and ain't gon' see my gangsta boo.
Serving these streets mixtape.
When I be nothing and that ain't for no gangsta boo. If I'm ducking the law,
then she ducking the law with me.
If I'm busting at y'all,
then she busting at y'all with me.
If I happen to fall,
then she's picking me up
and I can always go.
I got that pistol on me and she packing that metal too.
Serving these streets.
Top on that leather blue. We doing things they ain't never do. Let's ride and talk. Something like my Trina. Keep your panic slipping, sliding off. Right chick, that white chick, that one I bust a fight with. It's down to have a threesome with me. And she ain't even dyking. Looking good with her hair all up. Her hair fixing that big old butt. Pretty face and that little waist. Her nails did and she tatted up. I remember late nights when it was just a street light. Speeding in the fast lane and trapping on the street light. And we blow Fruity, hey, my bro is a gangster too. She call me a Juicy J. I call her my
gangster boo.
Serving these streets.
I'm loving you, I'll be loving you. A chick who don't mind me hustling and ain't gon' see my struggle. Fighting when we be fucking and sucking when I be nothing. And that ain't for no my gangster boo. If I'm ducking the law,
then she ducking the law with me.
If I'm busting at y'all,
then she busting at y'all.
Guys, we are now going to have sex talk with Miss Sexy K. Go.
What's up?
What up, Sexy K?
Hey,
so give me some of that sex talk.
This is sex talk with Sexy K, where I, Sexy K, will share some thoughts and things dealing with sex. So today I just want to start my segment off with, it's better to be safe than sorry. On the real, that's real sex talk. So as you guys listen to me talk about sex, always remember to wrap it up and be safe, because there's a lot of diseases out there. Some that can be cured and some that can't be cured. To help with some of that, those diseases, you can use like condoms, and I just wanted to go over some types of condoms that I looked up that kind of blew my mind, that I didn't even know they had out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
So say for instance, one is called studded condom. I'm like, what is a studded condom?
It got studs on it?
I guess because they have, it's a texture. It's like a bumpy feeling.
Oh, wow. I need that.
And I'm like, what? But then there's like the flavored ones. I've heard of those.
Yeah.
And then the warming condoms. So those are just some things that I looked up. Colored condoms, I don't understand what all the color is for. Ain't nothing in there and me with no color on it like that. I'm good with that.
But my thing is
the condoms don't even, and I hate to throw this out there while we're talking about contraception. I mean, you should definitely try to protect yourself, but condoms are only 74% able to keep you from having a baby, and, you know, it really is pointless.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can still get diseases even if you wear a condom. Don't let them lie to you that you can't, because you still can. So the best way is to just make sure that you are up to date on your physicals, your, you know, things that you're getting done, or what test or whatever. Make sure you're good, and make sure your partner is good as well. Don't just be like, oh, well, I'm good, whatever. No, like, your partner has to be good too. So maybe y'all should go to the clinic together and get tested or something, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, these days we all need to walk around with our medical history.
Exactly. Put it in your wallet, in your purse, in your compact, everything. Just keep it with you at all times. You never know if you're going to feel horny and want to do it. So
okay.
I would just say keep it with you.
Yeah. And if you don't have nothing and you get in that heat of the moment, baby, I don't know what to tell you.
You better say, look. You better say, leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Don't leave it.
Nobody ain't got no car to go get no condoms. Y'all better just.
You know you can use saran wrap. You got some saran wrap. You better wrap that. You better wrap that thing up. Get ready.
And then edible condoms. I didn't know they had edible condoms.
Yeah, they do. You know they got the edible panties too.
So I must be just stuck in this house. Well, I really don't need no condoms.
Exactly.
So maybe that's why I'm like, yeah, I'm like lost on that. It's just a little something to help whoever, just to make sure everybody is doing the right thing so we can keep this down.
Exactly. Don't be like me and be like, oh, I'm horny, let's go do it and then have a baby.
No, that's right.
Yeah, you strap it up.
Hey,
guys. That's all you got, Sexy K, for us tonight?
Yeah, that's all I do.
Strap it up.
That's it.
Wrap it up. All right, you guys, that was Sex Talk with Miss Sexy K. And I'm sure next week she's going to have something that y'all going to be like, whoa. She's taking it there. So y'all be ready for that. And we're going to join everybody back in. What up, y'all? What up? Are y'all going to sleep? Y'all good? Y'all good? Y'all ready?
Yeah, we got a special break.
You said
break
what?
On Mr. Goodness Cooking. Mr. Goodness
Cooking.
No. All I made y'all homemade apple pie, but it's a ghetto apple pie because I don't have a top to it.
OMG. We're not going to do this. We are not going to do this.
It's just free fall now. It's just free fall.
All right, guys, we're going to jump into respect in the workplace. Pretty much respect encourages communication and collaboration. If a coworker feels like you respect them and their opinions, they are more likely to share their ideas with you or to be receptive to working with you on different projects or different situations.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what comes around goes around. If you diss them today, they may be your supervisor tomorrow. You never know.
Oh, yeah, I don't
think
that
they will remember. And they will treat you the same way you treated them. So just treat everybody with respect. And remember that what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
Also, you need to give to get. You can't expect respect from your coworkers if you aren't giving them the same courtesy. So respect them. They'll respect you. Trust me, I promise. If you respect someone, they have no choice but to respect you because they look stupid if they don't. Period. Finally, it's just the right thing to do. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Be nice.
So, were you nice to that girl that was smelling at your job?
We're not talking about me right now. We're talking about other people. We are talking about other people. Don't do that. Don't put me on blast, okay? We're not talking about that. Now, that was trifling. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you still should have respected. You should have said, I know you stink, but
okay,
I'm
going to
be nice about it.
No. Anyway, before Mr. Goodness get me called up.
Aww.
Yeah. You can demonstrate respect
to the show.
No. You can demonstrate respect with simple yet powerful actions. These ideas will help you avoid needless, insensitive, and unmeant disrespect. Treat people with courtesy, politeness, and kindness. Encourage your coworkers to express opinions and ideas. Listen to what others have to say before expressing your viewpoint. Stop talking and just listen.
It depends.
People. It depends. It does. On the situation. So in certain situations, just listen. Other situations be like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Shut that shit up.
Exactly.
That's just like,
I had a guy work with me, right?
And so all of our work, like, the guys that drive the forklift, they have to bring me all their work so I can check it before I turn it in, right? So do you believe this guy going to fill out some paperwork and hand it to me at Magic Mark?
Wow.
Yeah. So I was trying to be nice.
You
so I told him, I said, next time you hand me some shit like that, I'm going to fire your ass. I just had to get it to him like that. Because I was like, man, come on.
The reason I like laughed because the first thing I thought about was Caitlin. When you said Magic Marcus, I just thought about her. Like, really? This dude did that.
Because, we use highlighters to so he just filled out his whole paperwork, name, everything.
Wow.
I'm looking at the paperwork and I'm like, how do I come in?
Like, are you serious? Like, you really thought I was going to take this? For real?
Yeah.
Serious. Like, it wasn't. He had a straight face.
But the thing about it,
would your teacher take that in school? Like, really?
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's like, I already told him, you know, all the paperwork that they do, it actually goes to our customer. So the customer's actually going to see the exact paperwork that they do. So when he handed it to me, I just looked at it. And I was saying to myself, there is such a motherfucking school out.
OMG.
I'm like, is he that retarded? Is he slow?
He'll know next time. Don't get on too bad.
He won't know next time. He will know.
He don't want to lose that job. He'll know.
Exactly.
He got to know. He got to do it at the next job.
All right, you guys. So we're gonna jump into respect in relationships because I really want to get this in. Respect in relationships. Wow. Okay, I want to talk about the reasons why some men disrespect women. One reason I feel like is because he has a low self-esteem. He doesn't have a very high opinion of himself personally. And when you get right down to it, you know, it's just something to gain some fake self-esteem. It's supposed to make him feel like a bigger man. You know what I mean? When he criticizes or is disrespectful to the person who held him down, who had his baby, who was in labor for 15 hours and 54 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, y'all don't appreciate that. Y'all just want to take, and you don't want to give.
I agree with that in some instincts, but then in some instincts, women put themselves in that predicament too.
All right, and I'ma jump into that. So don't jump ahead.
So why you say it bad? You first off, you bad the man.
I'm just saying.
All of that
personal experience.
All of that.
So
is together.
You can't be bringing your personal feelings.
This is Tell All Radio, so I'ma tell it all. Thank you.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Don't tell it all. Tell the truth.
I'm starting with the bad part first.
You can't tell the bad part. You got to mix it in, blend it in.
Nah. Anyway, number two, the reason why men disrespect women is because one woman has crossed him, and now all women deserve to feel his rage. I can understand that. But my question is, what makes y'all think it's okay for y'all to have a wall built up, for y'all to bash every woman because of one woman who hurt you, but when we do it, you be like, yo, I'm not that dude.
Yeah, but the women do the same thing. But it's more often with the women, because the women will put that wall up and be like, yeah, just like that last nigga. You be like, I ain't that last nigga.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, you know, we doing equal ass whoopings. I think we should do equal walls. You know what I mean?
Like
I can have my wall
like,
up, you have your wall up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, then you be like, oh, you sound just like, you be like, hey, damn, you mad at me because I said something that he said 15 years ago. Come on now.
You sound just like that nigga
did. Also, another reason why men disrespect women, they like women with low self-esteem, so disrespecting them is the best way to get their attention, which I feel like is a reason, because there are some women who tolerate that. If you tolerate that, you dumb as hell. But
yeah,
they do tolerate
it. You're getting disrespect for real.
Exactly.
Like, wow, you allow that. It's so crazy.
Exactly.
But what
also,
about the women that disrespect the men like that?
Oh, well, I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
You can't just keep going to man. Don't do that. Not on the radio.
Cut it out.
The men should just take it.
There.
That's all. Just take it. That's it.
Exactly. Another reason why men disrespect women is because they feel like it's easier to seem, and it seems more manlier if they're an asshole, and it doesn't make them seem as feminine or whatever.
Can
I
get
know.
Some male callers, please? I mean, literally, like, you know, are y'all bailing? Are y'all bailing?
Please
get some male callers. I know y'all
out
there, man. Don't let them call in.
Listen, another reason why men disrespect women is just because, you know, they're just assholes in general. And they've never met a woman who wouldn't put up with their shit. So they just do it just because they can. Period. Those are the
problems.
Why
get some
men
we need to outnumber our callers. I'm going to need y'all
to be quiet, because y'all are outnumbered. Y'all are outnumbered
right now. Yeah.
I think we got it. Man, y'all don't be scared, man.
Now I'm gonna jump into shit women do to disrespect men. This is the shit that women do that make men feel disrespected. So one thing, the first thing is, you wearing your ex-boyfriend's jewelry that he got you back in the day.
Well,
I don't really know. Some men feel disrespected, though.
Why you feel disrespected because she wearing something? I see if it had his name on it or something like that, but if it's just
I'm saying it's like a heart with an inscription that says, I love you forever, Tommy, and you still wearing it,
Oh, yeah, you'll do something like that.
But if it's just a heart with an I love you inscription on it, I wouldn't care because I'd be like, well, now she got it for me, nigga.
So... Also, another thing that women do to disrespect men is the hang-arounder. It's usually, like, the childhood boyfriend that you had. Y'all gonna be friends forever. Oh, you knew him longer than you knew me. You know, that type of stuff.
Oh, fuck that. I don't even believe in no shit like that. You don't fuck this nigga, now you talking about you gonna be his friend. Like,
Another reason why, another thing that women do to disrespect men is going through their cell phones.
I guess it depends on the situation.
If you married, then you ain't got no cell phone.
Exactly.
That's my cell phone. Everything is mine. Nothing is his. Everything.
Exactly.
Money, everything. You make that money, give me my check.
It's mine. Give me my check.
No, ma'am.
Another thing that women do to disrespect men is they're flirting with guys on Yahoo, Facebook, Boxer, all these social networks, Twitter. You know what I mean? Stop flirting.
I mean, this a married person or this a person that's dating?
I'm just saying, in general.
I just take that as like, I ain't married to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I flirted and what? I don't know. But you married is serious.
Yes.
That's my personal opinion.
Mm-mm.
How do you feel?
That's why they shouldn't have came up. Them social sites get a lot of people fucked up.
Yeah, they get them. They get you in trouble.
Been getting messed up before the social sites, so...
But see, phones is something like that social site shit. Cause
yeah, gets,
what you about to say? What you about to say? A phone you can erase it? What you about to say?
Excuse me. You can erase. You can erase the social site. So we're gonna move on.
The next thing the women do to disrespect they make you spend vacation time to go see her when she really has a dude in her life. So ladies, you know you got a dude at home, chilling. You talking to this dude. He probably in New York or Florida, whatever.
He's in New York?
I'm just saying, in general. Why you trying to get me caught up? Why are you trying to get me caught up?
You said New York. I'm
just saying.
His name is
safe. He is in Nebraska. Okay.
Exactly.
He's in Ohio, he's in Detroit, wherever.
But you tell this guy, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. Then he say, yo, I'm going to come see you. He come down here on his vacation time, and you got a nigga. So go all three of y'all at dinner.
y'all talking.
Let's say that you come down and you visit the girl or whatever, and you can only have her during the day, but at night she gotta be at the house.
Wow.
You know
okay,
what I mean?
So can we pause one second? I don't like men that disrespect females, they be like, baby, I'm going to come see you. Where you at? You never get here. And, I mean, I'm still
never
waiting.
Never make it.
You never make it. Like, what's wrong? Is your money not long enough? All the money you keep saying you got?
Exactly.
What did I say? When I'm calling,
you say you got dollars everywhere. You say you doing something.
What
like, where
old
is
house at that you I'm sitting
nigga,
to
I'm balling. Nigga, I'm
balling.
Nigga, I'm balling. I'm coming to see you. I'm balling.
Baby, you ain't got
nothing.
Nothing.
You at your mama's house.
Okay, let me go ahead and finish with this. I didn't say that.
And then get there and be like, y'all going to pay for lunch.
Exactly. Then you want me to buy everything.
You got to eat, boo.
Then they be killing me because they be like, yeah, I got the room. So?
Oh.
You supposed to get the room.
Wait, what's the new thing everybody's saying? Please and thank you.
Oh, yes.
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you.
Where is that? Where did I get that from? I need to ask. Where did I get that from?
I don't know. I don't know, girl.
But
I
express
quickly.
Ladies and
things
ladies
that women
gentlemen.
Do to disrespect men, keeping you on the sideline. Dick in a glass jar syndrome. That's what they call it.
Keeping a man on the sideline?
Yes.
You know what? You got to do that with them men. Because you don't know what they be up to. You got to keep you a shorty on the side so you can know you straight.
Yeah,
they be all over the place. They love you today. They dating somebody else tomorrow. You don't know what's going on, so you got to make sure you straight.
But see, you do that, and then you find out motherfucking kitchen, and then you wonder why he's bashing your head in.
Why is that female dealing with a psychotic? You don't play with psychotic people now, not like
yeah.
You. You want to be with a psychotic person, you better keep it together. Okay, next.
The last one that women do to disrespect men, I feel like men need to realize that strippers do not love you. Like, y'all are not into love. Like, let it go. Like, y'all are not in love for real. Stop.
They've been watching
cut it
too many
out.
Cheap pain videos and shit.
Exactly. Cut it out.
With Diamond, you know, with the stripper, what was that?
Players Club.
Oh,
my God. Girl, I thought they tried to tell me I look like Ebony. I said, no, I don't. No, hell, I don't.
Hey, y'all, I just wanted to let y'all know that the ghetto pie is fabulous. This is Mr. Goodness Cook Show, and I'm out right now because I'm tasting it.
Anyway.
Did not need to know that.
What respect really means in a relationship? What do you guys think respect really means in a relationship?
Just what it is, respect.
That's it.
Just respect in general.
You know, it mean what it say.
That's right.
All right, so different ways you can show respect to your partner is to choose your words carefully. A lot of times we get in the heat of the moment and we say things that we don't mean.
That's called an argument.
Yeah. No, that's called not being considerate and realizing what you're saying to somebody.
No,
I don't know. I just feel like
truth.
When I don't like to argue, so my thing is, listen, I'm not going to argue with you. You can argue. You can say whatever you want to say, but you better watch what you say because I'm going to remember.
Yeah, but see, people tell the truth when they pissed off, they tell the truth. They tell you how they really feel.
Yeah,
that is
true. They be like,
yeah, like
you
know, that's why your dick
look like my pinky. Like, I don't know. Like, they say all that stuff.
Yeah,
you thought you
were
doing it, ain't
it?
You wasn't doing nothing.
I faked that orgasm every time.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow.
We got a caller, y'all. We got a caller.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all wasn't even supposed to go there. We got a
because of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God, I tell you guys. Oh, so my manager, I was talking to her today, and she was like, yeah, they, I forgot what show she said it was on, but it was some kind of talk show where this guy was coming out, and he was saying that he was a gold digger. He had three girlfriends. All of them were bigger women, heavy set women. And they were all pretty much paying his rent, his car note, bought him cars, paid for his any clothes, designer clothes,
because
everything.
They
just paid for everything.
Probably because
he was probably
they low self-confidence. That's
oh,
why.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Doing the best love
well,
in the world.
Yeah. Well, they were saying that, and, you know, he brought him out, and he was like, yeah, he brought his mom out on the show. And his mom was like, well, I want to know why I'm here and who are these women? She was like, because I thought my son, you know, was married. He was expecting a baby, you know, all this stuff. And really, he wasn't. He was like, mom, well, I just brought you on here to tell you I've been pimping these hoes.
No!
And honey, she was just like, and one girl, she was like, I've given him $900 a month.
Wow.
Had over the course of 3 years of me being
may
with him,
I,
talking
may,
to him.
May I ask what color, what color were these people?
Black.
No.
Yes.
You a
different
whore.
Yes.
Where they was at?
I can't remember.
You
I can't remember what show.
Milk.
Yeah, let me throw my husband on there. She was like,
yeah. One of the girls, like I said, she gave him $900 a month, his rent, and every she paid his rent, his car note, bought him a car off of the show floor.
Oh,
you know
wow.
What I mean?
What the hell she do?
Was really.
Exactly. And what color are these females? Because usually it's a black guy with the white girls that's doing everything.
No, they were black.
What?
They
must ain't got the no one, man with it.
I don't know. But the one who was given...
So one to every thousand.
Okay. The one who was giving $900 a month, she was an older lady. She was older than him.
Oh, Granny just wanted her freak on. That's all she
wanted.
Yeah,
she just wanted a little.
She
was like, getting that money from her husband dying.
Exactly.
She getting it to somebody to get some booty.
But then she was like, his mom was like, well, I don't know where my son gets this from. He didn't grow up in that type of environment. I don't know where he learned. Like, I really don't understand why he would do that, and I apologize to you ladies. And then the other one girl was like, well, from what I heard, you was never there. He grew up on the street. So she was like, no. She was like, I have a very successful job. My husband has a successful job. He went to an Ivy League school. Like, he has degrees. He has a condo that is paid for. He has cars. He has land. She was
wow.
Like, what? Give me my money.
no, man.
Exactly. I was like, wow. I said, that just got to make you look stupid.
Yeah.
And one of my questions is, for you guys, do y'all, and this is going to be on the show next week, we're going to be talking about loyalty. Do you guys think that black women are too loyal to black men?
No. Some of them.
I think women are loyal to their men. I don't care if they're white, black, Mexican, Asian. We are loyal to our men.
Yeah.
No,
Whatever men we have, we are loyal.
They're not loyal. They stalkers.
Ain't no damn
so silly. Mm-hmm. I think we are definitely too loyal to our men. Period.
Yeah.
Like
we get wrapped up in them.
Exactly. We lose ourselves more than you know you. See men losing themselves in a relationship. I think women are more
into it.
I don't know, because I lose myself and my wife sometimes, too. Because she's crazy as hell, but... So...
Jesus, man.
Yeah. We don't want to get excited on ourselves. About your wife, you know.
Oh, wow. You need to cut it out right now. You need to go back to cooking your pie or whatever you do.
It's already done. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to be selling that thing on TV. $29.99. Get old pie. Get it while it lasts. Next week,
for
we got an awesome cooking show. Yes, it is.
Look, it's $29.99, but it includes all ingredients.
$29, that's for a slice.
But you, look, you're going to be like, yeah, it costs $29.99 for me to make it, but you got to buy all the ingredients.
That's too high. Well, I can't say that because everything was homemade. I got one of those Pillsbury no frozen pie crust and two cans of apple pie. Shit. Homemade.
Yeah. From Pillsbury.
Hey, I did it right in the house.
You need to be cutting the apples up, doing it the long way. Get that dough, make it fresh.
Homemade is, I made it at home. That's what it is. Whether it's canned.
Oh, next week's special, like, Thanksgiving issue of the show, we need to talk about the little girl that's all over the TV that made a song about Thanksgiving. They say it's the worst song ever.
But she got
maybe I can find
hits,
it.
Though.
Maybe I can find it and play it.
Yeah, they said she got 5 million hits off that song.
5 million hits on
so
YouTube.
So it ain't too bad.
A chicken in her hand. Oh my gosh.
She got
Maybe it's because people are talking about it so much. That's why.
Yeah,
she
they want to. Yeah.
Hey, y'all quit talking about it. They just trying to get that little white girl some money. What about my cooking show? Y'all talk about my cooking show.
Nobody care about your cooking show. Nobody care about that.
I'm going to put my shit on YouTube next week.
Five million
hits, y'all.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe Thanksgiving is next week, you guys. I'm so ready to eat. OMG, I'm ready.
Thanksgiving be like, woohoo, be like Christmas.
Everybody,
you know, a lot of people waiting on Thanksgiving to be over for that Black Friday. A lot of people waiting on that Black Friday to come around.
Damn, that Black Friday. I ain't standing in nobody line. They won't see the next day. Same shit. They wouldn't thought about going to be on sale the next month.
Y'all know Walmart is doing like, it's like every few hours they have a sale.
Yeah, but no more.
It's not all day.
Where is you going to camp out in all that damn cold? It's too damn cold.
It's too cold.
Like
I can't do
well,
it.
Not down,
out there.
Not down here. It's not down here. It's not so cold.
Yeah,
well, I'm
still
in Florida.
Tell out.